on Daf Chof with a fabulous so long as we didn't actually do the mechika, if she says amra eni shota, she simply refuses to drink. It doesn't say she's guilty, so then she doesn't drink. And the Megillah nigneset, although we wrote the Megillah, but we haven't erased it. We simply gonez it. It cannot be used by another sota, as we'll see. Well, actually, we saw already that v'asallah ha-kohen, we learned how to be lishma. U'minchata mitpazeret al ha-deshen, and just like we have a halach of any psulei ha-mukdosh, once something has become kodosh b'kli, and now it's unusable, we burn it in the inside Beit HaDeshen, which was actually in the Azor itself, where you're supposed to burn psulei kodesh kadoshim, which is what we have over here. And in Megillah Takshir Elashkot Pasota Acheret, we cannot use this Megillah for anything else, and therefore we need to put it away in the Gnizah. But if Nimcheka Megillah Vamra Tmeyani, then as we saw earlier, if she's saying Tmeyani that I was guilty, so then also, as far as the water already has the Shem Hashem in it, but that doesn't mean it has Kedusha. Well, no Kedusha, you pour the water out. And the Mincha is still Mitpazeret al Beit HaDeshen. But how about if the Megillah was Nimcheka and she doesn't say she's guilty, she's simply terrified. And she says, Eini Shota. So then, Arinota or Mashkinota Baal Kocha, except, of course, a Libet Rabbi Akiva, if she says it, as we saw earlier, in cold blood, then we view it as an admission. It's the equivalent of saying Tmeyani, like a lot of these plea bargaining situations. She doesn't say I'm guilty, but this is the way we'll do it. Okay, so then if, however, she is terrified, and she apparently doesn't want to drink because she's frightened, but not because she's saying she's guilty. I mean, that's one of the functions of the mayim, is to get her through this, to allow her to stay with her husband. So then then we just push it on her, and we make her drink the water. And if she was guilty, under the circumstances, she doesn't even finish drinking. Till she turns green or yellow, her eyes bulge out, and in general, she looks like she's having a fit. She gets filled with muscle spasms and sinews that bulge out. And people start shouting, get her out of here. We will see what we're talking about over here, what kind of tumah in the azara, because l'chor, there's no problem of having a dead body in the azara. Now, as we spoke about earlier, if she has some type of schud, and we'll be talking about what that is also. So then, I thought tolala, yesh schud tola shana achat, some schud is tola for a year even. Yesh schud tola shtei shanim, yesh schud tola shalosh shanim. So Benazai says, so this is the reason why you should make sure to teach your daughter Torah, you know, I mean, if she turns out to be a sota. Mikan omer Benazai, chayav adam lamedet bito Torah, she'im tishte, tidasha schud tolala. Then, if she's going to drink the water, so then she'll know that the schus is tayla, and therefore what? No, and we'll see. What's the value in that? Therefore, the truth is, this seems very funny, but as we're going to see, this is a profoundly important Mishnah, because the inyanim of this Mishnah end up showing us that Parashat Sotah is fundamental to understanding Kol HaTorah Kula. In other words, the dinim of Ktivat Sefer Torah could revolve around Parashat Sotah. And the dinim of Limud Torah could revolve around Sefer Torah. So even though this is insane in terms of, you know, what is the likelihood she's going to be drinking, that she needs to know that this was a style of it, it's ridiculous. But the point is that this becomes now a model for how to relate to Torah, which is amazing because it definitely is the model for how to relate to the Mishkan and to the Beis HaMikdash. All Beis HaMikdash is built of Hilchot Sotah. It's astounding. It's not just that the Afar HaMishkan is put into the Sotah, is that the root of the Beit HaMikdash is Sotah. That's the story of the Dovin HaMelech and Achitofel. We'll discuss this Bezrat Hashem and Siyum, but it's an amazing thing. So here too, we redefine the nature of a woman's relationship to Torah as a whole through Parashat Sotah. Rebbe Eliezer doesn't disagree that we actually see Parashat Sotah as being central to a woman. All he says is, Kol HaMelamed Bito Torah, Ki Ilah Lomdat Tiflut. Tiflut basically means promiscuity and the desire for sexual issues. And therefore, if anything, you want to, the whole point of Sotah is to not do that, because the more sophisticated she becomes in heterim, like this, she's far away from the whole sugya, she doesn't think too much. Once you start thinking, there's always solutions. So therefore, there's no point in teaching her Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the truth is, Rotzei Isha v'kav v'tiflut mitisha kabin v'prishut. You give a woman two choices. She can marry a multimillionaire with whom she's got very little time to spend in bed. And she can marry a poor guy who's going to be spending all his time with her. She'll take the poor guy anytime. So, okay, so if it's a question of value, sex is the highest. And therefore, not a good idea to give her openings. This is not exactly a feminist Mishnah. Hu haya omer. And he furthermore used to say, but a chassid shote, and a rasha aron, and isha prusha, and makot prushim, that's the end of all of us. So you have all these chassidim, or a bunch of madmen, and you have rasha, who uses all types of cleverness. We'll see again, the Gemara is going to go into each one of these things. A woman who is supposedly ascetic, and makot prushim, all of these very religious people that go around, you know, what's the name of that Christian sect that they wear all of these painful belts to stick? What was it called again? And, come on. It became famous now when they put out the Da Vinci Code. It's a sect. It's a whole sect. It has quite a few members. All right, I'll get the emails. No. They wear these belts so that they should be constantly, you know, with pins in them, and they have their pain, and they beat themselves. So in any event, these kind of guys, these are the guys that destroy the world. These real frummies. I mean, this is the ultimate.
Anybody else talking about the mouthpiece?
No, because it's a little bit behind. It takes a couple of days. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kishayiti lomei Torah etzor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda quotes now a story where Shmuel heard from Rabbi Meir, which he said, when I was younger and I used to learn by Rabbi Akiva, in those days, Rabbi Meir was always a sofer. So in those days, hayiti matil kan kanton letochatio. I used to put in kan kanton, we saw before, is cupric sulfate or some other sulfate that stains, so vitriol, as Rashi says there, into the ink. And we had the Mishnah earlier that says the Parashat Sotah cannot be written with kan kanton because it doesn't allow erasures. V'lo amar li davar, Rabbi Akiva knew that I was using kan kanton. He never complained. Kishabati etzor Rabbi Yishmael, and afterwards, I went to learn by Rabbi Yishmael. So he was interviewing me, he said, amar li b'ni mamalach techa, amarti lo lavlarani, I'm a sofer. Amarli b'ni, that's a very, very responsible kind of thing. Avi zayir, shemalachtcha melachet shamayim hi. Shema tachzir ot echad, ot otir ot echad, nimtzeita tamachrivet kol olam kulo. All you need to do is leave out a single letter. Suppose you leave out the olive from Hashem Elokim Emet. Then you'd be Nietzsche. That wouldn't be good. Or maybe you'll throw in a vav. You'll say, Bereshit bora Elokim. You'll have Bereshit boru Elokim. No, that's not good either. So you might really mess up the world with these kind of things. So be very careful. Amarti lo. And now, this is really weird, because what Rabbi Meir says that he told Rabbi Yishmael is completely a non sequitur, which Gemara will ask you about. I told him, well, that's not a problem. Because after all, davar achad yesh li shani matil etochad yo. I've got this magic ingredient that I put in the ink. It certainly doesn't mean that the ink writes itself. V'kan kantom shemo. Which the Gemara will say, that has nothing to do with the issue. Well, Marli, to which he responded in shock, did the Torah not say that a parshat sotah needs to be erasable? K'tav shiuchali machot? Can you tell me what's going on over here? This conversation is going nowhere. What did he say to him, and what did he answer him? Rabbi Meir said to him was, lo mi boy b'chaserot v'yeterot d'bakiyana, look. That ain't going to happen. I don't leave out letters. Chasera, Yetera, I know every single one of them. I'm a bucky. But it's more than that. You might say, I may not notice, but the fly may land on the dalid of echad, wipe out the right-hand side tag and turn it into a resh. And then it would say, Hashem Elokim Acher. I mean, that's my Rebbe, but I certainly don't want to call God, you know. So that I'm worried about. Even for that, I have no problem because I use a type of ink that cannot be erased. So even if the fly may smudge the ink, but there's always going to be a roshim to keep it echad, and it won't be acher. So Dilma, Ati, maybe a fly will come and sit down v'yati v'tagi the dalit on the right hand side tag of the dalit. Umochik le'umash v'leresh. He'll erase the dalit and turn it into a resh. Not a problem. Davar echad yeshli shani matil etochad yo v'kan kanton shemo, and that takes care of everything. Now, this whole story is, something is terribly wrong. Because we have a braita that says the story in exactly the opposite way. But Tanya, in the Braita, we have Rabbi Meir himself saying, "Kishayiti lomei Torah etzer Rabbi Yishmael, hayiti matil kan katon l'tochad yo, v'lo amar li davar." Here, Rabbi Yishmael is the one that never said anything to him. "Kishabati etzer Rabbi Akiva." Oh, now wait a minute. Before you said that he first learned with Rabbi Akiva, then moved on to Rabbi Yishmael. Here it says, "I first learned by Rabbi Yishmael, then I moved on to Rabbi Akiva." Not to mention the fact that you reversed the opinions. So when I came to Rabbi Akiva, he said, no, you can't use kan katon, asra alai. So now, first of all, the history is backwards. I mean, Kasha Shimush Hashimush, who came first? Was Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel? And Kasha Asra Asra, and now we've got the opinions backwards. Well, Shimush Hashimush is not a problem. I mean, who told you that there were in three stages? Maybe Rabbi Meir had a tendency to rush things, so he went and tried to learn Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva first. He found himself sitting behind Moshe Rabbeinu, and he didn't understand a word. Moshe Rabbeinu attended that lecture also. So anyway, so maybe, Lakash, maybe Mikara Atalakami to Rabbi Akiva, maybe he went to learn Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. But given the Lamatzi Kamali, basically he couldn't figure out what the heck he was talking about. So Rashi basically says Rabbi Akiva did to him what Rabbi Meir ended up doing to everybody else, which was he would prove that something was mutter, and finally everybody would agree, and he said, ha, actually it's usher, and vice versa, right? So he saw that he was not familiar enough with the fundamentals of where Rabbi Akiva was coming from. So then he went to Rabbi Yishmael. In order to be Gomar Gemara, he had to learn the basics. So he learned the Mishnayos, the way in which the Mishnayot at the time were arranged, and the Kashas. Gomar Gemara's Rashas in those days were asking from the various Shmuot one or the other and try to figuring out the theories, the overarching theories that would give him enough of a basis. And now he could go back to Rabbi Akiva and figure out where he's coming from. But if you hadn't done all that basic work, you can't figure out where he's coming from. So Mamela, he went back afterwards. Atalakame to Rabbi Shmuel v'gomar gemar. And Ahadar atalakame to Rabbi Akiva. Then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. And now he understood. So that the history is not a problem. It's very likely such a thing happened. He probably didn't even send Rabbi Akiva an email and tell him to define his terms. Ella. Sorry? The kankantom solves the fly problem. No, because it stains. It'll always leave a mark. It doesn't matter. A fly cannot erase kankantom. He can fly off with the dio. But he'll never turn a dollar into a resh anymore. The stain will remain in the parchment. You're correct. So then he comes back to Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So the history I don't have a problem with, but I mean, how do we get this reversal of opinions? Ela asra, asra kasha. You're right. That's a problem. I mean, somebody's got things mixed up. I mean, either we're misquoting this Braita or Shmuel was saying it backwards. I don't know. But obviously that's what happened. What happened is that the Girsot got moved according to where he was. So somebody remembered that A was Mutter Kan Katom and B was Aser Kan Katom. We moved the history to the next notch. So then the opinions end up getting reversed. You understand how it happened. Anyway, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says that Omer Ayah Rabbi Meir, that actually what we just learned, Rabbi Shmuel was telling him, how can you do that? Don't you need to have macha? It's not that Rabbi Meir disagreed with that. But what Rabbi Meir held was that that's not an indication of kol ha-tayra kula. That's an indication of parshat sota. So lekol matilin kan kantom l'toch ha-dyo. So you put kan kantom into the dyo, chutz mi parashat sota bilvad, everywhere in the Torah, but not in parashat sota. Because parashat sota has to be erasable. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo, whereas Rabbi Yaakov says, that's not what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir held that the din of Parashat Sotah in the Sefer Torah is irrelevant to how you write a Sefer Torah. It's chutz mi Parashat Sotah, yeah, he said that, but not chutz mi Parashat Sotah in a Sefer Torah. He meant chutz mi Parashat Sotah in the Beit HaMikdash, meaning whatever Parashat Sotah you're writing in the Beit HaMikdash, of any individual Sotah. That, the Megillat HaSotah, that requires no kan kantom, as we said earlier, because we need macha, which is k'tav shecholah le'machot. So now, that means we've got this question over here, a sort of fundamental question, which seems to revolve around the issue. Can you indeed use a Parashat Sotah in the Sefer Torah for an actual Sotah? Now, one assumption that the Gemara is making, without which the sugya makes no sense at all, is that if it's possible to use a Parashat Sotah in a Sefer Torah for a Sotah, then that defines the ketivah of that Parashat in the Sefer as a whole, even though you have absolutely no intent of doing such a thing. Worse, it's not even going to be kosher to do such a thing unless she, the Lishma will talk about, unless she had already taken the Shvuah before you wrote it. So, I mean, it's only in this crazy case where basically you had the Sefer Torah written, you're now making your Hakdasat Sefer Torah, and guess what? The parsha you left out was the Parashat Sotah, and now a Sotah comes into the Beit HaMikdash, you say, great, why don't we carry her out the Tupim and Bechalot together with the Sefer Torah? You write this, the Parashat, then it would be kosher. You see that it's the theory of Parashat Sotah that defines how it's written in the actual Sefer Torah, which according to Rabbi Yishmael defines the whole Sefer Torah. No kan kanton. This is amazing. But what would be the machloket over here about whether you could use, as Saba Josh said, machloket is, if you wrote a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is written not lishma of the Sotah, so it's a child to say you could theoretically use a Sefer Torah for the Sotah if the ktiva for a Sefer Torah is not the ktiva for a Sotah. So Bishlema to say we can work out a strange situation whereby the thing was written afterwards, that's all fine. Because that doesn't redefine your ktiva, it's just a question of timing. But to say that the ktiva had to be written not l'shem Sefer Torah for Limud, but l'shem a Sotah, I mean, that's crazy. So then that's not Parashat Sotah in the Sefer Torah. So what's my thing now? What indeed is the nafkamina between the two shitot? Does it mean you have to actually write the Kalibra Rabbi Meir, the Parashat Sotah, the Sefer Torah? Or does it mean only, as Rabbi Yaakov said, the Sefer Torah, the Sefer, the Parashat Sotah in the Migdash, the Megillat Sotah? So what's the nafkamina? Om Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I'll tell you what nafkamina is. Nafkamina is whether limchok la minat Torah ikvanayu. Can you use a Sefer Torah to erase in order to give the Sotah Hermayim Hamari? And what does that boil down to? I say, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it boils down to the question that Saba Josh mentioned, which is, do you need ktiva lishma? So, kani tanoi, the Tanya, ein Megillah takshir al hashkot bas Sotah acheret? The Tanakhama says, look, you cannot use the Megillah that was written for Sotah A to give to Sotah B. So that's because you need lishma. Whereas Rav Achi bar Yoshia Omer, no, Megillah takshir al hashkot bas Sotah acheret. Not true. So apparently he doesn't hold, I was going to ask later, what do you mean he doesn't hold of la lishma? So in other words, he holds a get also, you can pick out of the garbage pail and use it as a get. That the Gemara is going to ask. But in any event, there seems to be a machloket like this, and that would explain things perfectly. If you hold, you need ketiva lishma, so then you can't use the Sefer Torah, and if not, you can. Rav Papa, what are you talking about? I don't see that it's necessarily the same argument, the omalogi. Maybe, adkano karma tanakama hatam, why did the Tanakama say you cannot use the Megillah for another Sotah? Maybe everybody agrees here, this machloket, that if you wrote it for somebody else, you wouldn't be able to use it. The question over here is, if it's written as a Sefer Torah, can you use it? It's not written for somebody else. It's just written Stam. So maybe in this case, maybe everybody would agree that it would be okay. How do you know that there's either of the Shitot that we just had? It was only saying that once it was written in Tiklashum Rachel, once you've now separated this out and you made it clearly for woman A, Rachel, so lo hadam intikalashum le'ah. You can't now redefine it as being le'ahs, but a Sefer Torah. A Torah de mistoma ktiva. So maybe hachinami de machina. Maybe there'd be no problem then to be mochek from the Sefer Torah to somebody else.
Is that the Sefer Torah written for the Tzibor? She's part of the Tzibor, so to speak. So
it's a no, that's not called the Shema. You can't write for everyone the Shema. Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, we're erasing the shame. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that in this case, we're allowed to do things that otherwise you're not allowed to do.
Why can't you write for everyone
Lishma with regard to... Lishma, by definition, Sotah is not for two people.
For Sotah.
No, no, no. Yeah, but we're trying to figure out how maybe you could use a Sefer Torah generically for anyone. But both of our Mandi Amrim, I mean, that the issue about whether you could actually take a Megillat Sotah and use it for somebody else. I mean, who's to say about what over there that's different? So you're trying to make it dependent on that. I mean, here the Tanakhama never said, I hold... You can't use a Sefer Torah. Where did he ever say that? He's just saying you can't use a Megillah written for A for B. Maybe even the Tanakhama here says, absolutely not. Maybe would agree that a Sefer Torah you could use. You're saying it's dependent on this machloket. Comes on, I say in the other direction. Exactly opposite. I would say, Dilma Lohi, because even Rav Achi bar Yoshia, who is matir, using one Sotah's Megillah for another Sotah, would never allow you to use a Sefer Torah. Maybe. I'm saying, I'm just showing you how irrelevant this machloket is in terms of the machloket you just had. Why? Because at least the Megillah that was written for Rachel, that you want to use now for Le'ah, at least it was written to be a Megillah that causes alot. It's a Megillah Sotah. It's there in order to create Mayim Amor. Masha'enken, you're going to take something that was written for the purpose of reading it in the Tzibur, for the Parsha, Mashavua, or for somebody sitting and learning, and you're going to say, well, this is going to create Mayim Amorim? Why would, maybe not? Aval Torah d'itlav med k'tiva, even though maybe you don't need lishma, but I mean, it needs to be v'katavata alot. When he was writing the Sefer Torah, he was writing alot. He was writing theory, not alot. So maybe the Sefer Torah k'nami lo machkina. Therefore, this machloket exists independently of that machloket. Now, are you trying to tell me the Reb Achi Bar Yoshe? Well, you could use one Megillah of a Sota for another Sota would say the same thing about a get? Pick up a get out of the garbage can. As long as it's got the right names in it, it's fine. Is that what you're saying? So Reb Achi Bar Yoshe does not hold. I mean, everybody's in a mission. Nobody seems to argue on this. Somebody's katav l'garesha tishto. He writes a get. And then he changes his mind. Now he bumps into somebody who lives in the same town who's telling him, oh, I wish I could afford to get. Gosh, you know, it's amazing, but we've got exactly the same name and we're married to women of the same name. We live in the same town. I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. So he says to him, Shmi kishimcha, shem ishti kishem ishtecha. Why not? The guy who finds the original guy says this. Pasur l'gareishbo, according to Reb Achi, why isn't it okay? It's no law, doesn't mean lishma. No, says the Gemara, you misunderstand him completely. It's not that he holds law doesn't mean lishma. Of course, law means lishma. But it doesn't say by a sota that you have to write it lishma. By the get, it says v'katav la. So there, Amar Rachmana, katav la, bina k'tiva lishma. So it's saying it has to be written for her. Where does it say that over here? Over here it says v'asala. V'asala is just the mechika. That's what the Kohen is doing. Well, who's to say that the k'tiva is included in the asiyah? If the Torah meant that the original k'tiva had to be written, so it should have said v'katav la v'asala. Okay, so therefore he's not disagreeing with la, he's disagreeing with the definition of asiyah. What's that? Yeah, obviously, it's a machloket, we're saying it's a machloket anon. Now, ena maspeket lishtot ad shepaneha morikot. Now, this is strange, because remember we had a machloket earlier about whether we do the hashkaya first, probably the rabbanon, that's what we would do, and then we bring the mincha, but the water can't work without the mincha, as we'll see how it says in the Torah. And here it says, well, she doesn't even finish drinking it down until she goes, pow. But according to the rabbanon, she will sit perfectly happy until she actually is makar the mincha. So then the mishnah doesn't work out. It says the Gemara, nachinami. Money, our mishnah is clearly going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that first, makrivat minchata, and then v'achar kach mashka. So you give her the water only after bringing the mincha. Because there's no way to make it work out any other way. The kamadol mikra minchata lo barik lamaya. Certainly, there's no way that this water is going to work if she hadn't been makrivat the mincha. And therefore, go to libet rabbanan that she was drinking before the hakravas mincha. We couldn't say the words that she didn't finish drinking before she starts bulging. She's got plenty of time. She could even send out some last emails. So therefore, our mission is Rabbi Shimon. How do we know that it wouldn't work unless the mincha was brought? Ketiv minchat zikaron maskeret avon. So you see, the mincha is what brings the zikaron of the avon to in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what makes it happen. But wait a minute. So now you're saying it's Rabbi Shimon? Say, Ema Seifa. Could you read, please? Yesh laschut hayta tolala. Remember, we saw before, Rabbi Shimon says, we're going to come to the mission later. Rabbi Shimon holds, ein schut tola b'marim amarim. Remember, he says, otherwise people are going to say, this is ridiculous, it doesn't work. I mean, here this woman was guilty and it didn't do anything to her and so on. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that the schut is tola if Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, ein schut tola? So you're telling me that the reisha is Rabbi Shimon can only work out of the Rabbi Shimon. So who's the sefer? So that's going according to the Rabbanan Dafka, the sefer. The Rabbi Shimon omer, ein schut tola b'marim amarim. That is very strange, that we should have a Mishnah that has two contradictory Tanoim. Omrev Chista, well, but we know there's another Shita. Because remember, yesterday we had Rabbi Akiva. And it turned out Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon in terms of the dinim of the placement of the Hashkaya vis-a-vis the Akravat HaMincha. That we saw in the way he darshaned the Yishka in the Parasha. Remember? The Yishka Batra, according to Rabbi Akiva, indeed, was that's definitive, the Achar Yashkeh. But we also happen to know from the Sifri that Rabbi Akiva holds that Zchut is Tola. And therefore the Mishnah is one Tana, it's Rabbi Akiva, everything works out fine. So it's Rabbi Shimon that holds vis-a-vis the halacha of the Seder Advarim, Makrivet Minchata V'Chakach Mashka. But when it comes to the question of Zchut, B'Zchut, whether Zchut is Tola or not, B'Zchut Savar Laki Rabbanan, there he holds of the Rabbanan, and therefore our Mishnah is very consistent with his Shita. Now, at that point, when her eyes start bulging and she starts having spasms, people start shouting, out, out! What's the problem exactly? My time. And now what? She's going to drop dead? The Dilma Mehta? She doesn't even finish drinking down the whole cup before she's already finished drinking. Maspeket. Sipuk. She doesn't finish it up. So what's the problem? Is the problem she's going to drop dead? Are you trying to tell me that you're not allowed to have a mate in the Machadel of the Yar? I mean, remember, the most that she is was in Shar Nikanor, we said. Shar Nikanor was not Mekudash with Kedushat HaAzara, which is Kedushat Shekhinah. It was Kedush Kemachanel of the Yar, like the Azrat Nashim. But there's no problem with having a mate in the Azrat Nashim. We already learned that out from Moshe Rabbeinu, remember? We're holding in this sugya. Vayikach Moshe Atzmot Yosef. Where did he keep the Atzmot Yosef? With him in the Machanel of the Yar. That means that there was a mate in the Azora, so to speak, the whole time they were in the Midbar. So what's the problem of having this woman in the Machane Levia? V'atanya, a tamei mate is mutar likanes l'machane Levia. Forget about a tamei mate. Not even a tamei mate, bilvan amra, filo mate atzmo. Shema v'yikach Moshe atzmot Yosef imo, imo meaning imo b'merchitzato. Omar Abaye, the problem here is not tumat mate. The problem is tumat nidot. So we are afraid that the overall impact of this stress of the mayim is going to cause a sudden release of blood. So shema tifros nida, and that you're not allowed to have in the Azor. Okay. Lameimra the bituta merapia. Are you trying to say that fright releases dam nidot? Yes, of course. What better writing you want from Esther when she was shocked at what she was hearing? So you see that a fright actually could do that to a person. But so then how do you explain the Mishnah? In a case where a woman is under threat of she's hiding out from an invading army and so on. So over there we say on the contrary, that the threat now actually puts off menses. No, there's a difference between bituta and pachada. Those are two different things. Terror, indeed, is tzomit. But a sudden fright releases. So there, bituta is merapi. Over here, we're talking about a woman who, yeah, you know, she figured she'll make it through. All of a sudden, she feels her body disintegrating. So now she's got, oh my God, she's like frightened now. You know, a sudden fright. So there, you know, chinami could be merapi. Merapia means loosen, not merapa. Yeshua schut aitatola, and the Mishnah says maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years away. Wait a second. This Mishnah, who's it going according to? I mean, we do have a discussion about what this schut could do, but nobody seems told what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah's not going, not like Abba Yossi ben Hanan, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak, Ishkvar Darom, not like Rabbi Yishmael, Tatanya. Im Yeshua schut tola shlosha chodashim, kedei hakarat ha'ubar. So first of all, Abba Yossi ben Hanan says, look, if you basically have now a equation, the v'nikta is v'nizra zera, and the non-nikta is the opposite, we say, okay, so then that means that it would be possible for her to survive really until the point now that we would see if she were pregnant, she would be pregnant. So when she's not, v'nikta v'nizra zera, so 3 months is basically what it would take. So that's what Abba Yossi ben Hanan says, certainly not 3 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak Ishkvar Darom Omer, no, it means Tisha Chodashim. In other words, if the Viniktav in Izra Zera is Zera, basically, that could be born, so then over here would mean that she has a chance to give birth to that Zera, but she won't. So Tisha Chodashim, Shema Viniktav in Izra Zera, and, I mean, when we talk about Zera, that doesn't mean conception, because La'alan Omer, we find that in Tehillim, we call Zera, Zera Ya'avdenu, Yisupar ladunai lador. So that's be Zera that is born to have the potential of being mesaper b'shvachot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means it has to be a full-term child. So that, therefore, she should be able to survive 9 months. Zera wrote we lesaper. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, I say 12 months. I can't prove it to you, but I can indicate to you, because afa b'shein ra'ya ladavar zech ladavar. There seems to be an indication in the Torah that this is the case. Because when Nebuchadnezzar had his horrifying nightmare, so he calls in Daniel to explain what it means. And Daniel gives him the bad news. He's going to be in bad shape. But Daniel says to him, but I have an idea. Lahon Malka, Malki Ishpar Alayich. Dear King, let my Eitzah It's interesting we use this in Hebrew as well. Nimlach means to ask an etzah. Nimlach means accept the king. King, may my etzah be, find favor in your eyes. Here's my etzah. My etzah is that what you could do is v'chata'ach b'tzedakah peruk. You should try to be mechaper on your sins with tzedakah. V'aviyatach and your avonot b'michan aniyin. By doing chanina to the poor. And then he continues on saying, not that that will get you out of it, but at least this will be an opportunity. This will be a way for you to prolong the period of your complacency. So at least you can get away with murder if you're a good guy. Now, how long did Nebuchadnezzar get away with murder? Oh, so it says, all of these horrible things that Daniel had said actually came about. But when did they come about? Aha, they came about 12 months later. So apparently, he was able to put off the gezeirah for 12 months. So how do you explain the Mishnah that says 3 years? The maximum shita we had over here was Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael was saying 12 months. And only 12 months. Says Igmar Lolam Rabbi Yishmael. Actually, it is going only with Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael wasn't saying, see, the other shittas it can't be going according to, because they were analyzing the pasuk from internally in the story of the Sotah. So the most that we had was, what do we call Zera? But Rabbi Yishmael, he was saying, well, I'll tell you, the maximum is the maximum time that we could find in the Torah, an indication of allowing person a tola, bischot. So at the time that he said 12 months, the most that he had come up with was this pasuk that said beferish arkalish levatech. It's okay. That's the best makar. Why it's not definitive? The Gemara is going to ask. Why does he say only tzeich ledavar? That the Gemara will get to. But actually, afterwards, he realized that there was another makar, and the other makar is like this: the chtiv ko amar Hashem al shlosha pishei adom yal arba lo ashiven. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically puts things off for 3 or 4 cycles. So that means that really we could put it off. 3 years we could put it off. That's the shlosha. And then the fourth, now I'll repay you. So it's a cycle. A year is a cycle of sin, basically. We go from one Yom Kippur to the next. And so this is the same as 3 or 4 times. This actually, there's a beautiful Yerushalmi that Tosis brings here that brings mikorot for all of the different shitot directly from historical events. So it says, the 1 year we find by Nebuchadnezzar, where it says, Yachin Treyasar. Then we find 2 years from the story of Amnon and Tamar, because it says, Vayilish Natayim Yamim. That's when everything comes down on their heads. And then we find from Achav, it says, Vayeshvu Shalosh Shanim Ein Milchama. And the Yerushalmi learns that all of these people, Amnon and Achav, were being Isaac in Torah and Mitzvahs during that time to be Marich. There's Chuyot. So we see there's time of 2 years, time of 3 years. So indeed, we have Mikorot. Our Gemara finds the Mikor over here in the story of Moab. But anyway, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that he doesn't have a raya, he's got an indication. Sounds like a very good raya. I mean, it says over here, Beferush, that Daniel said, look, there's a din of to be tola with schus. And it says Beferush in the pasuk that the tola was 12 months. Why isn't that a nice model for the Sotah? So ask the Gemara, why do you say Alpha Pishain Raya Davar Zekaladar? No, that's because you cannot bring a raya from Nebuchadnezzar. Because Dil Mashani of Dekochavim, Dolom Mafkedina Alayu. We know that Goyim anyway get away with murder, right? So the Torah is never makpid to pay back Goyim quickly. Because we don't care if they end up getting this Sa'a Shleima and then throw the whole thing on their heads. But the whole point, as the Pasuk says, Rak etchem yadatim mikol mishpachot adama, al kenef kadal echem kol avonotechem. Since I'm trying to keep you alive, we're going to have to work things out piece by piece. Because if we wait till it's all over, there won't be a chance. So Mamela, we find this a number of times, right, in history, the earlier Galut, in order to prevent the complete destruction of Yisrael, the destruction of Beit. I mean, you need something to be Mechaper. But by the Goyim, so maybe, Aino Chinami, 12 months, no? So let him have no punishment in this world. Who cares? But by a Jew, maybe not. So I can't bring 100% of Raya, says Rabbi Shimon. But Nimcheka Megillah v'amra. However, if she says any shota, then ma'arinot ha-mashkinot ha-bal korcha. Ina maspek l'shtot ha-chupaneo morikot v'inei ha-baltot v'in bin balet gidin v'emrem, how don't you ha-shlot l'mei ha-zara? Im yesh la-zchut, ta'ita tolala. Yesh zchuto la-shana achat, yesh zchuto la-shtei shanim, yesh zchuto la-shalosh shanim. Mikan amar benazai, chayav adam l'lamedit bito Torah. At least im tishte, t'ida sh'azchut tolala. Rebbe Eliezer, on the contrary, kol ha-melamed bito Torah, kilu melamda tiflut. Rebbe Yoshua Merv, and that's definitely what she's looking for, man. Rotzai shabekav tiflut, b'tisha kavan u'frishut. Hu haya omer, chasid shote, v'rasha arom, v'isha prusha, u'makot prushim, harei elu mevalei olam. We are zoche b'zmanenu to be surrounded by this. Om Rabbi Yonamar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kishayiti lamei Torah etzer Rabbi Akiva. Hayiti matil kan kanton le Torah Dio, v'lo amar li davar. Kishabati etzer Rabbi Shmuel, amar li, b'ni, ma melachtecha? Amarti lo lavlarani, amar li, b'ni avi zayir, melachtecha melachet shemayini. Shema tachzirot echad, o totirot echad, nimceta ta machrivet kol olam kolo? Amarti lo, no problemo. Davar achad yesh li, shani matil le Torah Dio, v'kan kantam Shmuel. Kom Shmuel. אמר לי, what? חימתילין כאן קנטון לתוך הדיו? התורה אמרה, הוא מחה? כתב שיוכל לי מחות? What's going on? מה קורה לי? מה קורה לי? עוד קורה לי. That's a problem. לא מבואי בחסרות ויתרות בקיאנה, אלא אפילו למחש לזבוב, דדיל מהתי ויאדי ותאגי דדלת, מוקר למשפלי ריש. No problem for me. דבר אחד יש לי שאני מטיל לתוך הדיו, כאן קנטון שמו. איני? The whole story doesn't make sense. Atanyam Rabbi Meir, kishitlamei Torah etzu Rabbi Shmuel. Hayiti matil kan kantam letoch adyo, v'lo amar li davar. Uchishabati etzu Rabbi Akiva, asra alai. So first of all, kasha shimush ha-shimush, kasha asra asra. So bishleim shimush ha-shimush lo kasha. You could say that, meikara ato lakamid Rabbi Akiva, kibin lamatz kama alibe, ato lakamid Rabbi Shmuel, goma gemora, hodor ato lakamid Rabbi Akiva, savara, ela asra asra is a problem, no? Yeah, it is, kasha. Tani Rabbi Yuna Omer, Omer Ayar Rabbi Meir, Lakol Matilin Kan Katom Latoch Adyo, Chutz Mi Parashat Sota Bilvad. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, that's not quite correct. Omer Mishmo Chutz Mi Parashat Sota Shel Migdash Bilvad. Mai Benayu, Om Rabbi Yirmiya, Lim Chokla Min HaTorah Ike Benayu. Vani Tanoi, In Rabbi Meir, Kan Itanoi, Tani Ein Megillah Takshir Lashkot Ba Sota Acheret. Ravachi Bo Yoshi, Omer Megillah Takshir Lashkot Ba Sota Acheret. Om Rav Papa, who says? Demoloi, had kan lo kama tana kama ata, ela kivenitit l'kshum rachel, lo adem intika l'shum leya. Avul Torah, I mean, it's stomachtiva, maybe yochini amin amachkina. Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the other direction also doesn't make sense, Demoloi. I mean, had kan lo kama Rav Nachman Bar Yoshia. Atam, that's a Megillah, we're over there, at least it's ichtuv l'shem, alot, bi'alma, mashenken, a sefer Torah. What does that have to do with mayim amarim? I mean, it's written li'it lamed ktiva. So, yochini amin lo machkina. I get it, Rabbi Akiva Yoshia, but doesn't hold but the whole din of Lishma. And by Gerish and Letlik, Katav Legarish, Tishtom, and Imlach Matsu Beni Rov, Amal Shmiki Shimcha, Shemishtiki Shemishtecha, Posula Garishbo? No, Amri, of course he holds to that, but that's because it says Vikatav Lamarachmana, Beinan Ktiva Lishma, but Nacha, Viasala, I mean, Mayasiya, Mechika. Inam aspekat Tishtota, Chipanea Morikot, how's that possible? Unless it's Rabbi Shimon. I mean, money Rabbi Shimon. The Omer Makrivet Min Chatah first, V'achar Kach Mashka, because certainly, Akamet Elo Mikrova Min Chatah, Lo Bat Kelamaya, Dechtiv Min Chat Zikaron Askeret Avon, and therefore, if the drinking works instantly, she must have already brought her Mincha. But then Eima Seifa, Yesh La Zchut Eta Tolala, which only works Ata An Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon, Amrit Zchut Tolala B'mayim Mamarim. Omer of Chista, actually, it's neither of the above. It's completely consistent with Rabbi Akiva Shita. Amani Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Makrivet Min Chatav Ve'achar Kach Mashka U'Bizchut Sovalak Rabbanan, which we know for a fact. It's not a possibility. It's Tosfos points out. We know it from the Sifri. Ve'im Omrim Otziua Shalot Titame. What do you mean? My time, but Dilma Meita. That's a problem. Lemeim but the Meita Sur Bachan Alvia Vatanya Tamei Meit Mutar Lekanes L'Machan Alvia. Meaning, it means Shema Tifros Nidna. So you're saying, Lamemer to be Tuta Marpia? Oh, absolutely. In the Ktiva, Titchal Kalam Al Kama Od. Ve'omar Rav Shapir Sanida. Oh my gosh. So then what about the Mishnah on Antanan? Charadam is Haleket Amim. Two different issues. One is Pachta. Pachta is Tzami. But Be'ituta, sudden fright, is Marpia. Yesh Laschut, so then Haita Tolam Ani Matid. Lo Abba Yosef Ben Hanan. Lo Rabbi Lozber Yitzchak Yishkvar Darom. Lo Rabbi Yishmol. Betanya. Im Yesh Laschut, Tolal HaShosha Chodashim. But not 1, 2, 3 years. Kedei akaratu ubar, divrei Rabbi Yosef ben Chanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak Yishkvar Darom omer. No, even tisha chodashim. Shem v'niktav nizra zera, and zera means, zera yavdenu supar. It has to be zera ha-ro'ui l'saperes, it has to be able to be born. Rabbi Shmuel omer shenim asar chodesh. Forget about bringing a raya from in the parashat sotah. Wherever we're going to find the tulut, so we find that by afa b'shin raya l'davar, and certainly find the zecher l'davar. Dechtiv lahon malka malki ishpar alach. V'chatecha b'tzdaka prok. V'avitach b'mechan aniin. Hein t'avi or kolish l'vatech. And how much was that or kolektiv? Indeed, kula mata l'vuchanetzer malka. But when? L'ksat yachin trey asar. L'yolam Rabbi Yishmael. But afterwards he found another makor. Ashkechra diomar. V'tani dechtiv ba. Ko amar Hashem al shlosha pishe adam. So that means that you can have now three cycles. And why not call it a raya? My afal pi she'in raya ledover zech ledover. Because dibashani ovid kechavi. To lo makpid dina alayu. But maybe Yisrael and Ochinami would be a maximum of 9 months, but not certainly sholosh pa'amim.